An Alaska Superior Court judge ruled today that the governor's office must start providing documents about the National Guard scandal to Alaska Public Media and Alaska Dispatch News. The state has until noon tomorrow to hand over any related public records they have already identified and a privilege log that explains why they cannot provide other documents. Judge Gregory Miller said that the state had violated its own regulations and statutes by waiting until September to rely on the records requests submitted in May and June. When the state did finally reply, they did not provide either documents or a privilege log. Attorney John McKay argued the case on behalf of the news organizations. He says the judge acted reasonably by requiring the release of documents.
The judge's order says if there's something that's disclosable, do it. And if it's not disclosable, provide a privilege log like the law requires, neither of which they've been doing, and both of which they agreed to do.
The news organization sued the state in the beginning of October and soon after came to an agreement with the Department of Law. The state said they would start producing the documents as soon as possible and provide them on a rolling basis. They did not. Assistant Attorney General Libby Bacalar argued this case on behalf of the state. She said that the delay was due to the privilege of the executive branch to review all of the documents and see if releasing them would violate anyone's rights. Bacalar denied an interview request after the hearing. The governor's office was given 717 pages of documents cleared by the Department of Law on October 21st. The state could try to appeal the decision and ask for a stay from the state Supreme Court.